You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, here we are live at Jake's in Frisco, where on television is the breaking news. Cowboys now willing to listen to offers for Micah Parsons, and we're sort of reacting to that, tracking the very latest on Cowboys Twitter, hanging out with you. We'd love to see you up here. You know, get something cold to drink, delicious to eat. Jake's in Frisco, Fan Phenom coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Your next chance to try out to join us as a fan host, Brian. Pretty exciting.
I wonder if, in fact, they're leaking out willing to listen to offers to make Micah nervous that he might be traded away from Green Bay. I mean, from Dallas.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That, like, all of a sudden, listen, there's a possibility we'll move you.
Yeah.
And we're going to move you someplace away from here.
I think it's a direct response to second opinion.
I think you're right about that, too.
Micah and his agent are threatening we will get a medical absence and still take the check, and the Cowboys are saying, if you do that, we might just trade you. So say goodbye to your last game as a Cowboy.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is reporting the Cowboys had multiple inquiries last week but were not willing to move on them. And in league circles, the teams that are believed to have reached out, of course, Green Bay,
yeah,
but also the Baltimore Ravens and the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay. What's the Cardinals. I think I'd prefer to trade him to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That would be great. Baltimore Ravens, that could be pick 32 for a couple of years in a row.
It very likely could be, yeah.
Just a nasty team already. I think Micah would put them in like a Philadelphia Eagles of 2024 type of mode.
Unless you can, like, could you get a player back from Baltimore? Is there a player that you'd say on Baltimore's roster, you give us back Roquan Smith for just throwing it?
See, I think that's what Green Bay's interested in doing, the 2-1s and take a player.
See, I'd still need 3-1s from the Packers.
See, that's,
I don't know if the Cowboys would hold them up for that. But
I don't think the Packers would do that. They'll let you have one of those defensive ends. You want Van Ness or somebody like that. I think they would.
Maybe Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your reaction to hearing that at 877-881-1053? Is it, holy cow, I can't believe the Cowboys would do this? Or are you thinking, like, man, this is maybe what's in their best long-term interests? Leave your name and city you're texting from. But for the first time yesterday, I considered, holy cow, Micah might not play in week one. And, Brian, I think you were hinting around pretty strong on that on Tuesday.
I don't think he's playing.
Yeah. And then so yesterday when the medical thing came out, the second opinion, I said, well, this is pretty easy to add up what their plan is. So I accepted that yesterday. I'm a little bit slow. But then, today I feel like it's realistic. And I don't know if it's greater than a 50% chance. Like, I guess, like, where I feel the chances of trading Micah right now for the Cowboys, I'd probably guesstimate it at 20%, maybe 25%. I think this might just be the artificial deadline creation. Like, Mulligetta knows the Cowboys aren't going to move until there's an actual deadline, probably going into the year of the second franchise tag. So let's just create a deadline right now. Another thing that we haven't talked about, it was another part of Graziano's report this morning, was the Cowboys expect a resolution on this in the next couple of days. So I think what they're telling DeMaika and Mulugeta is, we need to know probably by practice Friday, are you in or are you out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's what might be escalating this thing. So probably tomorrow morning or late tonight is, you know, when I would expect news to break. But it might go into, you know, tomorrow early afternoon, I suppose, if he's not at practice. I think that takes it out. So, you know, and then my other question for you is, I'm battling with a number of people on Twitter again. I just cannot stay out of these dang Twitter fights. It's just crazy how people are triggered by opinions on social media. Like, why are you here if it's not to, you know, have a free exchange of ideas and let people speak their mind? But, you know, to me, like, this is, I mean, if this was like an insurance case, this would be against the law. I'm faking injury to take over $1 million from you. You know, I think that because NFL holdouts have become so normalized, we're sort of like, oh, yeah, of course, you know, he wants his money. So he's going to be in breach of contract and then fake an injury to get $1 million. Like, how is that even legal, I think, to begin with? But then number two, I think it is such a, you know, a massive escalation. Like, I can't imagine Jerry Jones taking that lightly at all. And I think it's like Jones versus the agents and Jones wanting to get a win against Mulugeta. We, you know, are we really going to let the agents continue to destroy us like this? I don't think he wants to do that. So, you know, how it plays out in the next 24, 48 hours, I think anything is possible. All right.
So Nick Harris just put out an article on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and he said, talking with a Cowboys source, that they're looking for a player that can contribute right away and multiple draft picks. So we'll see what the draft capital would look like from any of these teams and then what that player would be if they were even to consider trading him.
We were just talking about the Ravens' defensive tackles, right?
Yeah.
And is it Roquan Smith? Is it Matabuke, the A&M guy?
Yeah, Justin Matabuke.
There's a lot
Roquan's
of talent.
Roquan's a linebacker.
Yeah. And then there's Nate Wiggins, who's a second-year corner from Clemson that's pretty good.
Yep.
They got several defensive players. I mean, I doubt it's going to be Kyle Hamilton. They just moved him. But the other element is, if the Cowboys do trade Mika, that team then has to negotiate with him and get a deal done prior to the trade happening.
Exactly.
So yeah, you would a lot not, of layers to this.
You would not make this trade unless you – if I was the team trading for, I need to talk to him before we make this trade. Because I got to know that I'm going to sign him. That's what I've got to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I've got to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's, if you're trading for him, you're probably thinking we're going to do 4 years and like $170 million, 42 and a half with $125 of it, $130 of it guaranteed, essentially 3 years of it guaranteed. And I think they would be ecstatic. Now, if you're trading with Baltimore, that's got to be 2-1 still, right? 2-1s in a player.
I mean, I would be asking for more than that.
I think the Cowboys are going to have to ask for 3-1s in this. And I'm going back to the Khalil Mack deal. And that's roughly the same thing here. Now, there was a Green Bay reporter, I can't remember his name, that jumped on McAfee yesterday. They had Jane on, and they got, like, the Green Bay side.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Green Bay was in on the Khalil Mack deal and then just got outbid at the last second.
Yeah, I feel like that Brian Gutekunst, they're maybe looking at this as, we've got to do something to make sure that we're still here. You know, you got a new
sense.
The new president there, the way everything was explained to me was that they might be more willing to do stuff because they're worried about this guy coming in and not, you know, them keeping their jobs.
469 says, finally, I'm glad the Cowboys are finally listening to offers for Parsons. He just doesn't ever seem to show up when it matters most in big games and playoffs. I think it's best long-term for the Cowboys to trade Parsons, that Zach and Frisco. You know, I think the Cowboys have been up against it in their playoff games. It's been tough matchups. I think, you know, you could cherry-pick certain games or fourth quarters, but down in and down out to lead the NFL in pressure since he stepped on the field, that, you know, as many plays as he had, I would say the playoff examples or big game examples, it's small sample sizes. You know, there are some limitations to his game. If you run at him, you can neutralize him, you know, and I would say his conditioning hasn't been great. Like, I think there are legitimate things that you can look at with Micah Parsons and say, this is less than ideal. This isn't the kind of guy we want to give record-breaking money to. But there's no doubt. Like, I think if you put them in the right situation, especially if you're at, you could actually be up in a playoff game and putting them in third and longs instead of getting run all over, you know, you'd probably have a pretty good chance of getting explosive plays from Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and we've lamented the Cowboys defense for having whack personnel for basically the entire time he's been here. Like, he's a one man wrecking crew. Everybody else benefits from him. If you put him on Baltimore's defense,
yeah,
watch what type of playoff games he has, because they don't have to only worry about Micah Parsons. When you've played the Cowboys over the last few years, it's pretty much, hey, man, stop Micah. Who else scares you?
That's fair.
With Overshown's playing, sure, Overshown scares you, but that ain't that often.
That's fair.
Is this, you know, in any way the possibility for a Herschel Walker, a modern-day Herschel Walker trade to happen?
I mean...
You have to nail those picks.
Yeah, that's the key. Yeah, it's not to that the same extent, because five draft picks and then hitting them the way they did, that's a one of one, I think.
But you go three ones, if you hit on those three, plus you've got your own, yeah, all of a sudden your team's rebuilt and you're cooking with grease.
All right, at 877-881-1053, any other reactions to that? We'll take them, obviously, throughout the show. We're going to be revisiting this quite often. As the reports now from insiders on ESPN, the Cowboys are listening to offers for Micah Parsons for the first time. Okay, what does Marcus Simeon's future look like is a topic that Evan Grant tackled this morning in the morning news. 35 next season, he lays it out like this. Ask Brett Boone or Ian Kinsler about turning 35 and how it impacted their careers. Kinsler had OPS 831 the year he turned 34. Afterwards, he was a sub-700 player and was done 2 months after turning 37. Boone was a 931 guy at age 34. He was done by 36 years old. So after this season, Marcus Simeon is under contract for three more seasons. I thought it was incredible that Evan Grant would even post this story. You know, as the main beat writer of record, I think there's veterans on the team that are sort of beyond reproach. I mean, there was a up until last year, you couldn't even mention taking Marcus Simeon out of leadoff. But I think it's, you know, this team is at a crossroads. And are they about to become a team that has aging star players that you're just waiting to expire and waiting for your prospects to lift you, like we experienced from about 2016 to 2022? That was like a desert for Rangers fans, and I hope not. The only way out of it, I think, is can you make Marcus Simeon a 7-8-9 hitter next year? Can you rebuild this lineup so much that now the older, great defensive second baseman who's hitting 220 and maybe even worse isn't a liability? He's just at the place in the lineup he should be. It's got to be the goal coming up this winter for CY, wouldn't you say, Wolchuk?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's tough because, like, Marcus's contract is one that is very difficult to move, but it's annoying because that infield seemed like you had it figured out with Josh Young as your third baseman. You have Seager and you got Simeon, and then we'll see what happens at first base. You thought maybe first base would be the one let's throw some money at. Now I don't even know what's going down at third base.
Yeah. I think it makes sense to try to trade Josh Young. If you can't, then fingers crossed. How do you go from being a plus, an above average player to legitimately a poor player with 2 years of big league experience? And maybe there's some things going on behind the scenes with Josh Young that sort of complicate that. I don't know. Is it somebody that's wanted around? We've seen with a couple players from the championship team that it was just kind of revealed that it wasn't the kind of guy that was well appreciated in the clubhouse. And I thought Josh Young was just the consummate pro every time we've got to chat with him. But you know, I've heard that maybe that's not all that meets the eye there with him. We are live at Jake's in Frisco here in the G-Bag Nation. Off day for the Rangers today. They'll be back at it tomorrow against the A's. I guess it would be the most Rangers thing ever if they actually make this thing interesting. Now, winners of, is it 6 of 7 now? They won 6 of 7 games, 5 of 6 games.
It was a really good homestand.
Yeah, I think they went 5-1.
Yeah.
Former MLB star Mark Teixeira is running for Congress in Texas's 21st Congressional District, said in a press conference, "I'm ready to help defend President Trump's America First agenda, Texas families, and individual liberty." The 21st District, currently held by Chip Roy, who announced he will not seek re-election in 2026. Three-time All-Star Teixeira played 14 MLB seasons with the Rangers, Braves, Angels, and Yankees, and now he is the latest professional athlete-turned-politician.
He is a sick puppy.
Evan Grant has just reported that Corey Seager is undergoing appendicitis surgery.
Oh, God.
He's going to be out a period
of time. You got to be kidding me.
He's not ruling Seager out for the year, though, says Chris Young. But just when you think, this team's turning the corner. They're putting it together. They put up 20 runs. Corey Seager, your best player, who has been really hot, is now having appendicitis surgery. So this thing's a wrap.
Appendicitis can be very painful.
Yeah,
but I think once you get out, it's not that long. Brian, I've had some friends that have had the appendicitis thing, right? This is a week, maybe?
Yeah, probably a week. I mean, it's just about pain tolerance is really what it is at that point.
I mean, they're saying several weeks, according to Chris Young. I mean, he's got to have an appendectomy.
Damn, several weeks.
They're cutting him open.
Damn, Jason Witten lost his spleen and was playing the next week.
Okay, this is a classic team tank situation, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is we're shutting down DeGrom. DeGrom's not making his next start.
Yeah.
Where's Kamar Rocker? You know, what other minor league pitchers do we have?
You can't do this to me.
We got a team tank, buddy.
I'm not. That
you're not going to do it till you're mathematically eliminated. CY might be telling you right now.
When CY comes on Monday and tells me, Brian, we're giving it up, that's when I'm going to give up. I trust CY.
I got a feeling he's going to say that.
Yeah.
Those words. Brian, we're giving up.
He and I have a good relationship.
It's over.
You don't know what he and I talk about off air.
Let's preserve DeGrom for next year, and let's get as good a draft pick as possible.
He's my source, my major league source.
I know he is.
Yeah, he's your
Hold on a second. Let me get a scouting report real quick on this guy.
We have 34 games to go. If you lose all of these, you could still be a 95-loss team, couldn't you? Easily, yeah. you could be a 100-loss team still. I think you got to push all your chips into the middle. It's clear the baseball guys just got something against you.
No, right? And they need to find a way to get under this luxury tax now. I mean, shame on Ray for even doing this at the deadline. There's no reason for this. If we can go back and just get Maton off the damn team and Colom off the damn team, and then we go ahead and we're really going forward in the offseason, right? Because you only have such a small window with Evo and with DeGrom. So now you're going and you're buying Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger. We're remaking this entire outfield, and we're trying to get Rushman out of Baltimore, and we're sending Adolis and Josh Young over there. You know, we're really rebuilding this thing.
All right, let's jump into the C-note. We are 1 week from Cowboys-Eagles. Brian, why'd you just say damn?
Because there's a type of surgery that's 1 to 2 weeks, typically quick, and then there's the open appendectomy that's 10 to 14 days.
You can bet we're open.
I think we can all agree. Like, how did Ray Davis not see this coming?
He should have seen the future, man. Where was the crystal ball, Ray?
I can't believe this.
I like you trying, but I didn't want you to try that much.
By the way, if baseball gods have decided they don't like the Rangers, we're still square. I mean, you could do this for the next 3-4 years. I'd be good.
Well,
you know?
because of that
championship.
Oh, my goodness. 11-0 on the road in the postseason. Mm. MLB records happening right and left.
What are you doing?
Evan Carter looking like the answer. I'm just appreciating what baseball God has given us.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to be selfish.
It's cool to talk about championships, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you guys are killing me right now with this talk.
My Rangers still have a chance.
The baseball gods are killing you, not us.
No.
All righty. We're coming back with the C-note. I do want to start looking at Cowboys-Eagles, and maybe I'm delusional. I think if Micah Parsons does not play, they got no chance against the Bird Turds. But if he does, I'll tell you what, I think Philly's kind of vulnerable, and it's an underreported story on the defending champs. That's coming up next here, G-Bag Nation, live from Jake's in Frisco. Fan Phenom tonight at 7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jake's in Frisco and monitoring closely the Micah Parsons situation. There's significant advancements this afternoon in the story. Jane Slater is coming up at 5 o'clock. It's time now for the C-Note, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, Corey Seager out, appendix. Crazy, hit a home run last night. Those things escalate quickly.
It's wild.
You know, I had a buddy one time, woke up in the middle of the night, and I heard him, he was my roommate, I heard him yelling in the hallway. And I went out there, and I was like, bro, what's going on? He's like, my stomach hurts. It's right on my side. I'm like, dude, you need to go to the hospital. And his girlfriend's there like, come on, let's go to the hospital. What are you doing? And he's like, no, I'm going to be fine. So he somehow fell asleep, probably passed out from the pain. And he woke up and said, yeah, I feel fine. I'm going rafting, right? So he went on, like, the longest rafting trip of his life. Like, he didn't get back till 11 o'clock the next night. And he said halfway through it, it started hurting him again. But he had, like, so long to row, and he was the only person in his little canoe thing. So he had to close that out. And then he ultimately went to the hospital and you know, of course, the doctors give you the story. You were in hours of it bursting, and there would have been sepsis, and it could have ended really badly. So I guess that is a good opportunity to remind folks, if you feel that certain pain, I think you could probably Google it or ChatGPT it or something. You can isolate it pretty good. But if it's right there in your side and it feels like you're getting stabbed, probably an appendicitis situation.
Yeah, it was the same thing with my older brother when he was in, like, probably fourth or fifth grade. It happened to him, and my parents were just railing against him all night for, like, that's what you get for eating all those Oreos and all that milk, dude. Yeah. Like, they were just crushing him for his good night midnight snack or whatever. And then the next day it was like, no, you need to get his tail to the to the doctor here.
Yeah, yeah. At some point, it becomes obvious that this is different than a little, stomach issue.
Little tummy
too many sweets.
I mean, that's when you need a friend to call you and check on your tummy.
Yes, you do. Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
Just trying to bless that cash out. Yeah, make sure that tummy's full.
So, why do I think they have a chance against the Eagles? I think it's underreported how much they lost. I don't know who the best team in the NFC is. But I think it's pretty clear. And then I went back and looked at some of the things Roseman said around free agency and the draft. And he was signaling to the media and the fans, we're taking our foot off the pedal. We spent a ton, and now it's time for our depth pieces to try to keep this thing alive. But they couldn't afford to really, you know, throw money at it. And then when you totally take stock of everything they lost, it's not just that they lost five or six guys who started. I mean, these are major, major impact players. So, you know, we're a week from kickoff. We're going to talk a lot about this game. But Milton Williams wasn't just a defensive lineman. He was one of the best pass rushers in football. The best at pass rush win rate for his specific position.
Yeah.
Which is one of those defensive end thingies in a 3-4.
Yeah, and he didn't play a ton of snaps, but yes, he was one of the more efficient players.
You know, Brandon Graham, who retired, played 11 games, still elite. You know, and they didn't even need him. That's how loaded the team was. But now they've lost him and Williams. Slay and Gardner Johnson, that's very quality veteran depth that can keep things accounted for, improve communication, fundamentals, awareness. I don't think you can overlook those. Mekhi Becton, one of the best run-blocking guards in the NFL last year, after moving from tackle to guard. Mm-hmm. You take Landon Dickerson out as well. You consider the defense was the best by the time we got to January. Is it still going to be top 10? Maybe. But you're asking for a lot of young guys and bench guys to step in and be starters here, Wolchuk. What do you think?
Yeah, so we got, I mean, from a Cowboys standpoint, Landon Dickerson and A.J. Brown are back at practice today.
Yeah. Expected to play.
The Eagles beat saying, he's probably going to be good to go. But, yeah, look, and this is an Eagles team that last year did not start fast. They came out of the gates, they went 2-2, then went on a run. And they very easily could have lost week one to Green Bay in that Brazil game. Jordan Love was a shell of himself. Now, he also got hurt in that game, but he turned the ball over a bunch. Then they came back. They lose to Atlanta the next week. And then they had the loss. I think it was maybe Tampa Bay as well. So it's a team that early in the season, I do think it's a team that you could probably get. And I don't look at it like, oh, my gosh, it's totally out of the realm of possibility for the Cowboys to win. It's a divisional opponent. You know them well. And you're coming in with the element of surprise, finally, where this team doesn't know what you're looking to do offensively.
I like what you're doing.
So, to me, and Dak, he's not a guy that usually – I don't think he's ever been blown out by the Eagles in his career as a starter. He's 9-4, but these games are usually close. And even when he's lost, it's usually been, I think, by a very small margin. We're talking a touchdown or less. So I'm expecting a competitive football game, and you never know about the Super Bowl hangover. I mean, I think the last time the Eagles won it, the year that they came back, they might have gone 9-8. So, you know, this is a team that could be hungry off of their tummies are full. You know, they just got their championship glory. Like, if you're just looking for ways to sell this, they're going to start a rookie linebacker, right? Nolan Smith's going to have to start for you. That's an undersized player. Moro Ajomo now is a player that's going to have to get a lot more playing time because they don't have, to your point, Milton Williams anymore. I do think Jalen Carter is going to end up being the best defensive tackle in all of football, but you're better equipped to handle him inside now because you add a guy like Tyler Booker with some power. So I think if you attack the edge, which this Cowboys team should do running the football, let's see. You know, let's see. You've got some undersized edge defenders. Can I go ahead and find a way, whether it's pulling some linemen around, maybe it's Tyler Smith, you go ahead and get some possible matchups in your favor. I'm interested in this new Clayton Adams run game. Mm-hmm. Let's see week one if you have something to dial up against some undersized guys on the edge for the Eagles. That's just spitballing, you know, ways of positivity here for the Cowboys.
Sure. Path to victory conversation. You got to have it, and I do think you're right about that. Those guys on the edge, they're long, but they are a little bit light in the tush. So running at the edge, that's why I think – like, you're going to need a guy like Jaden Blue. I don't know how much Javonte Williams is getting to the edge and making big plays. Jaden Blue's the one guy that could really do that for you.
4.27 speed. I mean, you got to figure out a way to get that in space. But here's some numbers of you know, the players that they lost. Gardner Johnson had 6 picks, 6 interceptions. And I know, like, you look at his PFF scores and you're like, well, his coverage was weak and, you know, his run support wasn't great, but – I mean, 6 interceptions goes a long way towards getting the number one seed. Josh Sweat, 8 sacks in the season, 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. He's gone. I mentioned Mekhi Becton. And then you mentioned Ajomo and Nolan, you know, a couple of guys that were playing partial roles. Now you're expecting them to, you know, be starters. And there's nobody behind them. Like, all of their signings are jobber one-year deals. With their draft class, maybe Jahad Campbell starts. He's had a pretty good preseason, but he's not a guy that they imagine plugging in there. And then I guess Makubo, the safety from Texas, he's not going to be needed. They didn't have a third rounder, and then they got a bunch of fourth and fifth round guys that they're hoping to develop. But you know, I think that you know, for sure, these Eagles are vulnerable in a conference conversation, and I think it's clear they went all in to get another Super Bowl. I don't know if we see another big all-in surge from them. Will they be able to come up with the cash flow that they did by selling 10% of their team? Do they have, you know, coffers? But hopefully, you know, you've not successfully weathered this Eagles spending spree storm that has been brought upon you over the last 3 or 4 years. They did take control of the division and won their second Super Bowl in the last, 7 seasons. But hopefully at least the worst of it is over as far as their ability to money whip the league. All right. Anything new on Micah Parsons here, guys?
No, we got not right now.
We got Jane coming up at 5, and she just feels like she's been dialed into this story big time. Like, she's talking with the guys, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got sources on both sides of the fence.
Okay.
So
I do wonder if maybe this is one of those situations where it could be saved if the Cowboys have to trade him from worst case scenario. You know, I don't think Micah Parsons is a player that's going to age well. Do you guys? I don't think he loves to practice. I don't think he's been in shape. A lot of times he's tired and you know, coming off the field, got a nagging injury here and there. Doesn't want to be at OTAs. Like I think the visual of Micah Parsons on that training table is a physical representation of how he feels about being around football if he's not actually playing it. I don't think he wants to be at practice. I don't think he wants to be on the sidelines. And I don't think that is the mentality of a guy that's got a chance to age well. And then you look at what does he do to get to the passer? Is he adding pass rush moves every year? Does he, you know, come off as a technician?
Yeah.
Or is this a guy that's winning with speed and power that after the age of 28, you're playing an uphill game at that point?
Yeah, the thing that you got to know about him, though, is like the last 3 years, he's number one in the league in pressure.
Yeah. You know,
pressure rates and stuff like that. I mean, the sacks, yeah, I mean, not always timely. You know, sometimes against, you know, comes in multiple, you know, games, stuff like that. But the one thing that he can do is he has a feel for how to get after the quarterback. He's got that. And every year it's the pressures. And, you know, is that enough? I mean, is like he's getting pressure. What are his teammates doing? You know, that's kind of the question. That's the thing you have to, when you lose a guy, yeah, you're going to lose some sacks, but you're also going to lose the potential pressures lead to turnovers.
Yes.
And I think that's what you're going to miss if Micah Parsons doesn't play.
And he's doubled and tripled at the highest rate in the league.
Yeah.
So all these guys are benefiting from that. When he's off the field, now everybody gets a little bit worse from a pass rush standpoint. And I'm with you. I think big picture, if you're talking about a 10, 11, 12-year career, yes, I don't think he's the type of pass rusher that is going to age overly well. But in terms of the life of the contract over the next 4 or 5 years or whatever, I still think you're talking about him from a pass rush standpoint being right up there towards the best in the sport.
Terrence Parsons Jr. on Twitter, it's going to get ugly. Put your gloves on. This is going 12 rounds. I think the Cowboys want a resolution by tomorrow. It'll be very interesting to see what's going inside the Mulligetta camp, the Micah Parsons camp, as far as how they would react to that report from Graziano that the Cowboys expect resolution on this in the next couple of days.
If you're the Cowboys, aren't you trying to feed teams that are awful, that are most interested?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you're starting to do this and you're like, what teams have been calling me? It's like,
Arizona would be number one for me. That's a team that could end up picking in the top 10 again if Kyler Murray goes down, which he has struggled to stay healthy in his career.
I think we're to the point, boys, where only good teams are going to try and make this deal. I don't think it's going to be a team that's bad. I think you're talking about the Baltimores, the Green Bays. These are teams that kind of feel like that they're maybe that one special player away from really locking this thing down. I think the bad teams don't want to give up picks because they still believe in drafting and all that. So
there's a team like Carolina that was interested. I think it was in like Myles Garrett entrance.
Well, they traded for who was it?
Carolina, they've been up there for some of these players. Like, there's always going to be a rando weird team.
I just feel like if you're a bad team, why add Micah Parsons and continue to be bad if your roster's bad?
Some of these teams are delusional, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're being logical, Brian.
No.
We're just hoping that Carolina might be thinking, hey, if we get Bill Walsh to play well.
It's the Bill Walsh approach. You know, there's six teams that get it and everybody else doesn't. The six teams that get it are trying to trade for Micah Parsons. Everybody else is, not getting it done.
So we go back to last year. What were the Patriots? They were 4-13. The Patriots just wanted to trade for Trey Hendrickson last week. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's your hope. That to me, like I said, if you're talking about the teams,
with Raiders were 4-13. They seem like they're going for it.
With the exception of like Arizona, in my opinion. The Green Bays and the
Baltimore, they're good.
Yeah, the good teams are big picture thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking like we can't get a player like this, you know. And so I just kind of feel like it's nice to call everybody in the league and say, hey, yeah, you interested in Micah Parsons? Yeah, what's it going to cost us? Oh, three ones. Mm-hmm. we're a bad team. We can't do that. But thanks anyway. Good luck. Hope you get somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And thanks for making us part of your day out there. We are live in Frisco, right down the street from the Star. And Brian brought us former Cowboys scout working his phone throughout the afternoon. If there's any insider words, breaking news, we will absolutely break in with that. Again, Jane Slater's coming up at 5 o'clock. We have 3 hours and 20 minutes of show remaining this afternoon. And Brian, where are you taking us in the corner today?
Yeah, is what's the kryptonite for all these starting quarterbacks, especially yours? We'll talk about
what kind of programs does this school have. How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live at Jake's in Frisco here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now for Brian Broaddus and Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. And thank you to Reliant as well. I'm trying to – the waivers have since been sent in at 3 o'clock today. So the waivers have – the waiver wire has not rolled to the teams yet. So I'm trying to get about the news about Childress.
Yeah, we need Big Zion back on the squad.
Maybe, hopefully here real soon, one of my Gang of Seven will alert me that he, in fact, he cleared waivers and would be on the practice squad. Or some team was smart watching tape and said, oh, wow, we can make this guy a safety, too. He's got that kind of body could be.
The Ravens will probably pick him up and then throw him into the trade for Micah.
Send him back to you.
That's how the good teams figure it out.
Is the Isaiah Land practice squad edition official?
Yeah, I believe so. From what I've seen.
Last night, I know Nicole Hutchinson and Patrick Walker on DallasCowboys.com were saying Isaiah Land, who the Cowboys cut 2 years ago, has been with the Colts. And I know, hey, we were
Eberflus
real bummed
guy
about
again?
That.
Yeah, Eberflus had him in Indy, right?
I don't think so. I think,
no,
I think
was he already in Chicago?
He was the head coach at the time with the Bears.
Yeah.
But so he certainly was great with the Cowboys.
How did
that
I feel like
season?
That he was at Indy with
he was in Indy, but Flus was at that time with the Bears.
So how long was Flus with the Bears? 3 years?
3 years. Okay. Should have probably been two.
Yeah. Okay.
Should have probably been zero.
Jeez.
Dude, that's our defensive coordinator. Can you show some damn respect?
Gosh, no respect at all.
It was pretty clueless.
You think there's a single Bears fan walking around that says, yes, Eberflus should have been our coach for a single second?
Is it his fault that his cornerback was waving to the crowd on a key play in the game?
It's his fault that he doesn't know how to call a timeout.
You can only coach so much, you know? These players, they put you in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, they lost that game, though. They went on a downward spiral.
They were 4-2. They were on the verge of being 5-2.
Gosh, and think about that. One
it
play.
It all went to hell.
One play. All right. Let's see here. I got a text message. Let's see if we got something going here.
Give me Zion.
Yeah. Oh no!
Bye, Rochelle.
I just sent you a pic. That's all that was.
Oh no! That's from somebody else.
I was wondering what you're doing in the stall.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Let's not talk about that pic.
All right. This is we're back at it with Pro Football Focus. I'm paid up, ready to go. You know,
crap. Here
kinda
we go.
Give him a little. Kind of
every Krusty's corner.
Back
what's PFF
to the
post today.
It's the PFF corner.
No. But I want to tell you this though, because I think they got some interesting things here. Okay. Just some kind of already have a little bit of a breakdown about Dak and Hurts, and I wanted to know if you guys agree with this. But they also have a deal like each quarterback's biggest kryptonite.
Ooh.
The kryptonite thing. So
I like kryptonite.
Yeah, but. What they're looking at right now is, okay, how about this one? Did you realize this?
No.
They say passer rating when clean, like a clean pocket.
I would think Dak's up there pretty high.
I think he's better when he's blitzed.
Okay, as compared to him or Hurts?
Oh, okay.
Him or Hurts?
Hurts clean.
Dak clean. Yeah, I'll go Dak clean.
Hurts clean.
Balls.
Passer rating of 120.2. Dak is an 88.5.
Dak's better when he's got pressure on him.
Okay,
when
how
the
about
bullets
this?
Are flying.
Passer rating under pressure.
Dak.
Under pressure. Is it Hurts or is it Dak?
Give me 4.
I would say Dak. Hurts.
It's going to be Prescott. Passer rating of 78.8 with Hurts is 65.2 under pressure.
Gotta get because it speeds you up. It speeds you up. You have to be a good processor. You got to be accurate. You got to be willing to get the ball out of your hands. Hurts isn't necessarily that guy.
78 is a bad number, too.
You think he's kind of dumb?
78.8 is a bad number on the pressures?
On passer rating?
With pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do wonder where that ranks amongst all quarterbacks.
I need to look that up. That's an interesting talk right there because for some reason I thought he was one of the better ones in the league.
I think he's best against the blitz.
Yeah,
yes, but no question.
Yeah, he is. He's top three, I know. We saw that a couple weeks ago.
How about
ago.
This category of big-time throws?
Oh, BTT is one of my favorite stats in football.
Big-time throws.
Big-time throws.
Hurts or Dak?
This last year?
This last year.
Oh, well, then no, if it's just last year, I'd have to go with Hurts. Dak was just not himself last year.
It's a big-time throw rate, I guess.
Yeah. Percentage.
I mean, they just neutered that offense. I don't know if Hurts was taking any chances. Let me go with Dak.
Dak. 4.09% and Hurts was 3.74%. Big time throws.
Low.
How about turnover worthy plays?
Oh, Dak. I think he led the league. I think it was like 4.9%.
It's actually 4.68%.
Wow.
Not percent.
Good. Not good.
And Hurts was at 3.23%. How about this one? Okay. I don't know what their power rating is. No, I don't. Power rating.
Rating. Are we talking physicality?
Yeah, I don't know what
run
that's
through a
all
mofo's
about.
Face.
I needed this to stop right there after the turnover worthy plays. When you start talking about power rating, I don't know. All right. This is what they're saying about the biggest weaknesses for these two quarterbacks. Would anybody like to take a guess of what Hurts' biggest weakness is? And it just encompasses the whole think about him playing quarterback and what he has to deal with and think about what PFF thinks it might be his biggest weakness.
Tight window over the middle of the field.
Intermediate.
Dawson?
Hell, I don't know. Deep balls?
They say he's a garbage third down quarterback.
Third down?
Yeah. Yeah. His 54% third down passing grade in 2024 ranks second to the last among returning quarterbacks. He had just 3 outings where his third down passer rating surpassed 80.
Yeah, you put
and
him,
one of them was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's like one of the ultimate quarterback stats too, where it's like, hey, the defense knows you have to pass the ball. Can you be that guy? Play action's not going to work. You can't really trick it up. You got to drop back and play the quarterback position.
He said that they also said that Hurts did finish with an 80.2. passing grade on money downs in 2023, and since play on third down isn't stable, he might return to top tier, is what they're saying in 2025. But right now, they say his biggest kryptonite is if you can get him into third down passing.
Third and long.
Third down passing.
Let's go.
And they didn't have much of that last year because they were just running the hell out of the football.
Running that rock, for sure. All right, how about for your quarterback, Dak Prescott? Where does he fit in all this?
Well, he's money on third downs.
His biggest weakness.
First down.
His biggest weakness.
Probably turnover-worthy plays.
Good guess.
I say when they get pressure with four.
Chief, did you come up with something or did I miss that?
No, I think Walchuk's probably got it pretty nailed with the turnover-worthy plays. I mean, if you're going big picture, you would just say like Dak in a big game or whatever.
They're saying Dak's biggest weakness is playing against top defenses.
Okay, beautiful. Well, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, everybody, though, if you can see everybody in the panel, it's just, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my next guess.
Yeah, Brian.
They've stunk.
I mean, confirmed what I had gathered.
But I do wonder.
I'm surprised none of you said that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it goes back to kind of the big game thing. Like when you're going up, you're usually going up against
teams.
Big defenses or better defenses. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I should have said that.
I mean, the answer is 100% Fred Warner. True. That's his kryptonite.
Fred Warner is a kryptonite. They say Prescott and the Cowboys suffered in 2024, resulting in a career low 68.2 overall grade before the veteran passer season-ending injury. Let's toss aside as an outlier year and look at 2023, when Prescott was playing the best football of his career. He was a 90.3 overall grade. That season, he faced 152 dropbacks against top 10 defenses, and EPA allowed per dropback and posted a 57.2 passer rating.
Oh, yeah. See, so even in his MVP year, or the runner-up MVP year, it was feasting on bad defenses. That is 100% what that was and what it's really always been.
Where of all the things that we kind of went through, of the things that where Dak was deficient as the turnover worthy plays.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you nervous? I mean, they got Ferguson back healthy. They
it
got Pickens.
Help.
They got Lamb.
I mean, he was also having the tight window throws every week we're looking at. He's leading the league in tight window throws. Hopefully with better receivers and maybe better play calling and offensive scheme, that's something that he's not having to do week to week.
I really want to be proven wrong on this, but my opinion going into the offseason was adding another wide receiver isn't going to change that much because I think you need to make the defense worry more about the running game to get the looks. I think what happens with quite a bit of Dak's picks is that he doesn't see a guy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're throwing to George Pickens or Michael Gallup or Noah Brown. If you don't see a guy, you don't see a guy, and there's nothing the wide receiver can do about it.
If he doesn't read the defense correctly off the snap, then there are going to be some problems.
You know? I mean, and that's daunting, like what the stat you just gave us, because looking at the best defenses, at least by points allowed last year, like a ton of them, Chargers, Eagles, Broncos, Vikings, Packers, Lions. That's six of your top seven. Do they play the Chiefs this year?
They do. Yeah.
They got okay, so all of the top seven teams in points allowed from 2024 are on this thing. That's tough, Brian.
And that's the biggest reason why you're probably seeing the win loss being as low as it is, 7.5 wins, because your schedule is actually for the first time.
It's a tough schedule.
You're playing really good defenses, at least as it stands right now. You're probably going to be playing some of the best defenses in the NFL this year, and throughout Dak's career, he is not the same quarterback.
Problem. Thank you, Jim.
Classic suckers bet, I think, taking the over. Thank you, Brian. There's the music there. I feel like I'm at the award show. Got to go.
Gotta go.
Late for break. Okay, we're live at Jake's and Frisco. Come have some delicious burgers and cold beers. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock, and we're back. Woolchuck with?
Let's do a little daily football fix. X-Factors, injury updates, and which college teams are on upset alert. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.